The Talk of Mid-Maryland, 930 WFMD.
This is the 930 WFMD Weekend Free Talk Express, featuring highlights from local talk shows with your host, Bob Dacey.
Hello, I'm Bob Dacey, and welcome to WFMD's Weekend Free Talk Express, where we revisit some of the best talk shows we have on the air for the past week. So let's sit back, relax, and listen to what we have in store for you on this week's show.
Well, good morning, and welcome to this week's edition of Weekend Free Talk Express, WFMD's weekly news magazine. And we've got some decent longer runs for you here today. We're still wrapping up some stuff from the elections, as well as just other odds and ends that we found interesting over the past week. We have Tim and Frank and a caller talking about a ballot box that this person may have seen floating down the Potomac River. Well, I guess you'll just have to listen. It would be the ultimate in ballot tampering. We also have the mayor of the city of Frederick, Michael O'Connor, who paid a visit to the Morning News Express, his monthly visit, and Bob Miller, and he had a nice little chit-chat since Ryan is out chasing things up in Buffalo in a snowstorm and basically running. Tim and Frank always get such interesting callers in the afternoons on in Maryland Live. And it was no exception this week when Marty called in, and they all got to chat about how things have been going on for the past week around this place. Let's take a listen to that as we start off on this week's edition of Weekend Free Talk Express.
We get there. Let's go to Marty, see what Marty has to say. Marty, you're up next. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, guys. Two comments. That last caller before your break is irresponsible in what she's saying. I do not believe for a minute and any normal, rational, reasonable human being can deduce that if there was a possibility of ballot boxes being found, it would be all over the press. I don't believe Mike Huff said anything as stupid as that because he's not a stupid man. He conceded the election. And I think it's absolutely irresponsible to make a statement like that unless you have facts. She said it's factual. Well, she doesn't have any facts. And it's just wrong. Now, the process of the election is a different story. We need to fix that so we can find out right away and not wait a week and see, because that causes people to lose faith in the election process. Even though there was nothing wrong, they lose faith knowing that, you know, oh, these elections were counted, these ballots were counted, and now it, you know, it whittled away. I'm not saying it was wrong, but right. It's just difficult. The second point was about the 1%. If you want Mike Huff to pay his money to have a recount, they have analysis, they have statistics, and they know what's even remotely possible to win the election. He works for Congressman Mooney, and they don't go into this half-heartedly. So if he thought there was even a remote possibility that he could find or fix, or there was a problem with over 900 votes, he would have done it. But he knows statistically it's not possible to overcome that many votes because of all the analysis that they do. Secondly, it could also be he assumed that they would all go for Mike Huff. It might also be that she won by 1,100 votes. So, you know, if you want someone, he didn't let you down. There's automatic provisions for recounts, and he just knew there was no way to overcome 1,000 votes.
Do you think because of the small percentage, and I'm pretty much agreeing with everything you're saying, Marty, but I'm thinking that, I mean, he had a heck of a war chest. And, you know, the war chest comes from the voters, obviously, more likely. And, you know, if that was that question, who would he hurt by asking for a recount?
He wouldn't, and I agree with you, Tim. If it were me and it was less than 1,000 votes,
yeah,
I would have asked for a recount. I would have paid for a recount.
Absolutely.
Just because I want to know, just to make sure, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. that you know, there wasn't anything, oops, there was a glitch here in the system, whatever.
Right.
I would have done it. But he doesn't owe anybody anything to do it, paying out of his own pocket.
Right. Well, the money wouldn't come out of his own pocket. It would be
a campaign check.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I'm looking forward to seeing the final numbers, but I'm sure it was a nice war chest. He's always had that ability to, you know, to raise money. So we'll find out. I know he wasn't as helped as the way that Jessica was from other people. But, again, it's politics, Marty. And like I said in when I was first asked by Richard, it wasn't my choice, but... I'm going to go along with it. I'm going to, you know, keep an eye on it. And this is how democracy works, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
All right, my friend. You got the rest of the week off, do you?
I thought Frank was going to say something earlier.
Who cares? I mean, Frank, do you have something to say?
No, I mean, you put it all so well, Marty. And I hope the three of us would like to see democracy work well.
Well said.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, I'm staying local for Thanksgiving. Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and I agree with you, Tim. I hope this county council does great things.
Absolutely.
I'm concerned about the people that they put in there. I mean, I was really surprised that Brad got as much as he did. Not that he's not popular, but that debacle with the superintendent, I thought could have really hurt him. It proved it didn't.
Yeah.
He's a great man. I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but that's okay. And I hope he and, again, I can't believe Frederick County voted in a person that declared herself a racist. That really surprised me to death that wouldn't have cost her the election.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what might be surprising, Marty, is you might see some contention between Brad Young and Jessica Fitzwater and Cavante Duckett and some of the others, says that I get the impression Brad Young is pretty moderate for a Democrat, where the others are a lot more progressive. That should be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think that Brad Young will also be the president of the council.
Yeah, quite likely.
So.
Oh, well, did he get more? Yeah, he got more votes than NSC, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
But they're in districts, so I don't know how they would determine that, you know what I mean?
Brad Young was at large.
Yeah. Well,
he was at large, so you can't tell whether, you know, he won a ton more votes. I mean, he would have, because it was at large.
Absolutely.
It is the Morning News Express here on WFMD. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Did you introduce yourself, Phil, to the mayor of the city of Frederick?
I did. He's in the house, Bob. He's right here with me.
Very powerful person he is.
And
very
I believe powerful. It's Mike 1, so hopefully he can test it for me to make sure that he's on air.
We did make introductions. Yes, we did.
There he is, Bob.
And I found out...
The mic is working, Mayor. Thank you for coming in on a shortened week, I'm sure.
And I found out that, unlike us, he does real work during the day.
Yes, he does. He is a very, very important person to the cog that makes the world go round, and we appreciate what Phil is doing for us. And of course,
who authorized Ryan's vacation? I think that's the real question.
Ryan did.
There's a problem.
Yep. Yeah, I know. You know, but
Bob will tell you I need him back, but don't say anything else, Bob.
Nah, it's okay, man. You know, hey, things happen. We're not all perfect, right, man? Yeah. We're not all perfect. Let's start off with some of the simple stuff. You know, obviously the election is over. They've we've got new people coming in, new people going out. People that were ahead are no longer ahead. What did you think of the elections when it was all said and done?
I was generally pleased. I did not go into Election Day necessarily with a lot of optimism based on what typically happens in off-year elections. But when the results finally came in and all the votes were counted, I'm pretty excited about the new leadership that I'm going to get an opportunity to work with in the county and where we are with the state. So I feel good.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, we were told it was going to be this big red wave, and it just did not happen. And of course, obviously, the top spots, the county executive and most of the county, the council is Democrats. On your, and, you know, you're a Democrat, so you got to be happy with that.
I am, and I think it shows the broader underlying trend of where voting in Frederick County has gone. This is not, yes, conversations about red wave aside, there's been a trend in Frederick County over the last 10 to 15 years that shows a pickup in registered voters in the Democratic Party. And I think we're seeing some of the effects of that now in county elections more regularly. We've certainly seen it in the city over the last couple of election cycles. So, yes, as a progressive, as a Democrat, I'm not sorry to see Democrats get elected.
We're talking with the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, and before we get to sports, let's talk a little bit about sports. It looks like a new minor league team is going to come to Frederick. I don't know if that's a completely done deal yet or not, but using Nemio Field at Harry Grove Stadium during the like a summer league, how does that work between the two teams?
So it's... There's some technical issues that'll have to be ironed out on the backside in terms of the lease, but I'm supportive of Attain Entertainment and what they're doing. They've acquired an Atlantic League independent baseball team. And so the independent league, the Atlantic League, has a connection to Major League Baseball. They're not affiliated with any specific team, but it does have a Major League Baseball intersection. They have managed to build a schedule that will lace the independent league team in with the Major League Baseball Draft League team. So the team in Frederick, their independent league team, will actually play a fewer home games than some of the other independent league teams in the Atlantic League in order to accommodate the Major League Baseball Draft League team as well. So it's going to be something like 70 to 75 nights of baseball, days of baseball at Harry Grove Stadium, which is like a normal minor league baseball season. So I think it's something that folks in the Frederick area are used to, and having baseball at that stadium regularly from now April through the end of August into September. And I think it's going to feel like a more normal summertime of baseball in Frederick.
Well, I do have to ask, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but who maintains the fields? Who maintains the stadium? I mean, I know the city of Frederick owns it. They lease it out. But who maintains the field? Because that seems like it's going to be a lot of pressure on the maintenance crew and the field crew to keep that in shape that we're accustomed to.
The lessee. So it is Attain Sports has the responsibility of the daily ongoing maintenance of the baseball field itself during the baseball season. The lease also spells out other aspects of maintenance that fall to either the team's responsibility or the city's responsibility, depending on whether they're baseball-oriented more versus being infrastructure-oriented more. That's kind of the dividing line. Mm-hmm. If it's about broad maintenance of a facility, the city has a little bit more responsibility there. If it's about the specific tenant use, in this case baseball, then the baseball team has those obligations.
All right, we'll have more with the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, coming up. If you've got a question for him, why don't you jump on the Mattress Warehouse text line at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD 617. Speaking of sports, Phil Vassera and the mayor of the city, Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, joining us. Let's start off with a couple of simple ones, Mayor. The Veterans Service Center opened up, and that's in the city limits, correct?
That is correct.
What did you think? I mean, you know, what, I, of course, haven't been there yet. What did you think of it?
It's a fantastic facility, and it's really wonderful to see this community rally around the support for veterans and the connected services that can help to make sure that anyone who spent time in a U.S. service uniform comes back to a community that can help them to make that transition. There were a couple of stories that got told over the course of those openings about finishing your military service and really being in a what do I do next kind of a mode, and having a place that you know you can go and connect and move on with your life and provide those services that we know, particularly those service members who have served in areas of conflict, the challenges that can arise as a result of that, and being able to come back and know that there's support available. So it's a tremendous benefit and asset for the city and for the county and for the region, and really excited that it's in Frederick.
I saw an article talking about the new facility for the police, Frederick Police Department, might get solar canopies, and the cost outlay for that was seen to be pretty high. Does the cost benefits outweigh the costs of adding solar a solar array there? And would it be just for the police department, or how would that work?
I think the cost benefit works in the city's favor. It isn't necessarily going to pencil out the way you would want to say it makes money, but there's wear and tear on the vehicles that the solar canopy. It's in essence, by being able to park a vehicle under a canopy, you take a little bit of the weather and sun wear off of it. It will be able to replenish a bit of the electric costs for the facility. There's a bit of savings when it comes to, you know, maintenance and snow removal and those kinds of things. But I think more broadly, it's directionally correct in terms of trying to continue to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels as a source of energy.
Well, it's, if I'm not mistaken, according to the article, it's like $1.68 million.
And a lot of that is for the structure itself. So if you sort of think about if you decided that you were going to build a garage to house all of those, you'd have a cost that would be substantial. And so what you really have to think about is what the addition of the solar panels on top of basically putting covered parking in. And so there's a benefit to the covered parking. Putting the solar panels on the top is an added benefit related to our energy costs.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, because, you know, they call those what those Morton buildings and stuff are, you know, about $50,000. And, you know, you could still park that underneath of that as well. So
I don't know what a Morton building is.
Well, it's just a steel building that they put up. Farmers do it all the time, and they're not going to be spending that kind of money.
Well, but
what
we have to make sure that we're doing is allowing for egress throughout that parking lot for tow vehicles and other kinds of larger vehicles that may have a different profile. So, and if you are then going to make the decision that you're going to put solar panels on top of something like that, you have to make sure that you build it with a structure that can hold that as well. So I get it. Not everybody's going to think that it's balances in the city's favor. I believe that it does.
We're talking with the mayor of the city of Frederick. We'll talk more about the things that are coming up. We'll get into E Street. We'll get into the employment benefits package that is being looked at.
This is a tremendous Tuesday. It's my favorite day of the week, by the way. 423 and taking your phone calls at 301-694-9363. Let's go back to the phones. Good afternoon. You're live local on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. This is Anonymous, right? Who you checked in.
Whatever. I'm over it. My name's Samantha. Let's just go with it.
Okay. Samantha, you checked in last hour and were concerned that you heard reports that there was a ballot box in the Potomac.
No, it's not the actual box. So I'm learning this as you guys are learning. Well, I learned this last week, I suppose, when the. Because the Huff. Celebrated their victory. There was a celebration party. We all went to it. They celebrated it. And then all of a sudden, there was a recount. And so they're called. Hold on. I'm going through my text messages right now.
Okay.
I'm talking to Michael Huff right now.
Oh, okay. It was not a recount. It was a continuation of the counting of the votes.
It was a continuation. Yes, you are correct. Sorry. I'm going through it right now. Hold on. Okay, two voting machines data sticks were found. So nobody picks up the actual machine and dumps it, but they're sticks. They put sticks in the machine after, and it's all accounted for, you know, to the left, to the right, and then they put sticks in them, red stick, yellow stick. So the sticks were tossed out.
I wonder what red and yellow sticks mean.
I don't really know either. Two voting data machine sticks.
Huh. Yeah, they were the jumps. You know what I'm talking about. That goes into your computer. A jump, like a jump drive or a driver.
So that's where three more votes came in afterwards, after the voting was over. 3,000 more votes came in somehow for Jessica Swatter.
It was amazing to see how many more Democrats mailed their ballots in versus Republicans. It was like, I would say 80% were Democrats, 20% Republicans as far as the mail-in ballots. So, which I think is kind of interesting, because knowing that the county is split, you know, pretty close, just amazing to me that so many more Democrats decide to mail in rather than, you know, vote in person or early vote.
Samantha, thank you for your call. As you heard, maybe Marty before pretty much disputed what was said, but that's why this is free talk and open phones. Yeah. And
I'm interested in what you're
all opinions
to say.
Are welcome.
Absolutely.
Proof of it. Boy, you had some criticism this morning from the morning mayor.
What did he say?
Bob Miller, who's not at all happy with the results and, you know, is saying something's, you know, funny in Cleveland or.
Really?
What's the old expression? And here we are saying, you know, it is what it is, and let's make the best, move forward and hope for the best. And, you know, I think there are definitely people who disagree with that view that you had, Tim. And
well, I think the point
is, are angry
is,
as hell.
Well, and that's fine. It's the part is that I, as a realist, you know, to be angry or to be, you know, upset, who benefits by that? The answer is you don't. No one does. You don't have to like the results. I would have liked to seen the election a lot different, but I recognize people vote and you know, they have to make their choices. Some elections you win, some you don't. And what the good news is that in all of this situation about balloting and voting and things like this, look, every 2 years you're going to get to do it again. Every 4 years you get to do it again. You know, that's the goodness of our system. And that's why we have it. The same complaints I have, pretty much everybody has, which was the time getting the ballots counted. But we'll find out more. Let's see what Will has to say. Will, what say you?
Hi, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Now that, I guess it was Samantha's called in twice, I think it's time for Michael Huff to call in and opine on what he's being contributed as saying. And I mean, I think she said that she was text messaging with him. So let's get a firsthand account from Mike Huff.
We have an open platform.
Second point is, I'd love to know what the demographics are on the mail-in. 75% of the votes coming in, and that means age, political party, what geographical area of the county. Everything, a breakdown of the demographics of the mail-in votes.
I think it'd be interesting.
Again,
but
like
is there any particular reason that more of a breakdown than political party? Why do you think that'd be interesting?
I just where they came from.
Yeah, where were they harvested?
Like Urbana?
Right?
Were they all from Thurmont?
They were harvested.
Stop that, Tim.
Well, Frank,
I got my ballot in the mail and I went through it carefully and I sent it back.
Yeah,
and that's
Frank.
The rest, Democratic system.
But there were amount
of harvest. Like maybe Frank.
Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, Hillcrest. Probably a lot from Hillcrest area. And then finally, is there any more pompous chameleon in our county than Rick Welton? I mean, does he not just paint himself the color of whoever he needs to be at the moment? I mean, I know I appreciate his service as a submarine, but he's all over the place, it seems like. He's Republican, independent, made a lot of money working for governments, you know? But it just seems like he's a paint his color, whatever is appropriate for him to succeed at it.
Okay.
The moment.
Well, that's your opinion?
Certainly. And
I would disagree because I know Rick, and he was a Republican, and he left because he rejects the extremes on all sides. He still kind of leans that way, but I think he was given an invitation to have an important role in county government, and he said, "Of course, I'm not going to turn this down." Well, I mean,
well, I think,
but I bet there are other people who say what you say, sir.
Yeah, I would also say that not defending Rick, but not taking anything from him as the chairman or the president of the Chamber of Commerce, the closer he can get to the county exec, the better it is. The closer that the county exec...
Absolutely.
You know, that is a hand-in-hand situation that is going to benefit, hopefully benefit the county.
Local businesses, small businesses,
But it's interesting what, you know, how people perceive things, and I appreciate all opinions. Coming right back.
That about wraps it up for Weekend Free Talk Express. We hope you enjoyed some of the interviews brought back from this past week's broadcast on Free Talk WFMD. Join us again next time. Until then, I'm Bob Dacey.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com, a service of Holtzapfel Heating and Air Conditioning.